history in our schools. If you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better. If you want our next governor to be a true American patriot, who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Silverberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackSilverberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Silverberg.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table. And that very particular flavor in every meal. We smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Want you to hear very quickly from Tucker Carlson. He was talking last night about the January 6th commission and what the takeaway from that January 6th commission is. Now they're talking about Mark Meadows maybe holding him in contempt of Congress. Let's go to cut five real quick. Cut six. This is Tucker Carlson about the January 6th commission and what the takeaway there.
For example, the Democrats in Congress have just subpoenaed AT&T. They're seeking the phone records of a young woman called Caroline Wren. Caroline Wren did not break into the Capitol on January 6th. She wasn't even there. Caroline Wren is a Republican fundraiser who once worked for Lindsey Graham. She helped organize donations for the rally that day, and her name is on the permit for it. That's it. That's her rap sheet. For doing that, the most constitutionally protected of all activities, the January 6th committee is demanding all of Caroline Wren's phone records. That would include all of her text messages from November 1st, 2020 to January 31st of this year. Democrats on the committee are also trying to seize, and when we say Democrats, we're including in this Liz Cheney. And they're trying to seize her bank records. They're trying to seize everything she has written by hand, including her personal diary entries. Now, you don't have to love Donald Trump to find all of this sickening and scary. Do you really want to live in a country where Nancy Pelosi and Benny Thompson, crazed partisans with no interest whatsoever in the United States Constitution, can seize your bank records, your text messages, your diary, simply because they don't like who you voted for in the last election? Most Americans do not want to live in a country like that. A country like that is called Haiti. But suddenly, it's America. This show has learned that other subpoenas from the January 6th commission to phone companies are in progress. They target Americans who have been accused of no crime whatsoever, much less charged with one. Cleta Mitchell, for example, a prominent Republican lawyer, was just informed by AT&T that Democrats want her phone records, several months of her phone records. Why? On what grounds? Because Cleta Mitchell once spoke to Donald Trump about the vote in Georgia, and complaining about election results is now a crime. We've reached out to AT&T about this. Effectively, they have told us they're going to comply with the subpoenas from congressional Democrats. They're probably afraid not to comply. But all of us should be every bit as afraid of this. It is terrifying.
It is. And I'm going to tell you, it makes me mad as hell that somebody's personal diary can end up in the hands of the government. I mean, this is what is next about trying to control America? This makes no sense at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 132, when you look at the big picture, it's not all that bad on area freeways, but we do have some spots where you're going to see some heavy volumes right now, and the Beltway being one of them. 215 eastbound at Gillespie, a lot of people are trying to merge off the freeway and possibly head to the airport there. Also 215 westbound at Gibson. Look for some congestion through the airport tunnel. You know, it's only 35 miles per hour through there. Delays in several places downtown as we speak. US 95 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Also, only two lanes available through the construction zone. 515 east at Main. 515 westbound at Eastern.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders' depth at running back continues to take a hit. Jalen Richard did not play on Sunday after testing positive for COVID-19, and he has now been officially placed on the COVID-19 reserve list. Also, running back Kenyon Drake, who was carted off the field in the loss to Washington on Sunday and ruled out with an ankle injury. Well, now he is ruled out for the rest of the year. NFL Network reporting that he has suffered a broken ankle. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are off today. They are set to get back at it tomorrow when they will play host to the Dallas Stars. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Shop styles up to 70% off at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Don't forget to combine it with your Gap Cash. Save more through December 9th at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com.
It takes two vaccines to help protect you this season, the flu and COVID-19. And now you can get both shots at the same visit. Learn more at cdc.gov/vaccines.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
This is Steve Miller from Blue Sky Insurance. The Medicare enrollment period for this year is coming to a close on December 7th. If life has gotten hectic and things have gotten away from you, you still have time to review your benefits for 2022, but you need to act soon. Blue Sky Insurance is operated by myself and my wife, Amy Miller. We are local Medicare agents, and you can reach us at 702-410-8020 or online at blueskylv.com. Amy and I are insurance brokers. We will help you navigate all the plans offered by the insurance companies, and we're also familiar with the local hospitals and provider networks. Simply put, we understand the nuances that make healthcare in Las Vegas unique. Before you reply to that mailer from an insurance company or call that random toll-free number you see on TV, give us a chance to show you how a local professional can improve your healthcare experience. That's Blue Sky Insurance. You can call or text us at 702-410-8020. You can also visit us online at blueskylv.com. Ask for Steve or Amy Miller at 702-410-8020.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. And of course, gentlemen, Jim Dallas, trying to find the stories that maybe you're not going to see on cable news, but stories that still impact your life and ones that will make you just absolutely bat crazy. And this involves Chris Cuomo And apparently he is not going away from CNN without a fight. Can you give us the latest on what's going on with Chris Cuomo?
Yeah, there is a lot of money on the table right now for Chris Cuomo, who still has 4 years left on his $6 million a year contract. And he wants to probably have every penny of that. So CNN is bracing for that lawsuit, and so are Cuomo's people. But remember, if there is, and according to this article, there is a morality clause in the contract where the employee says, if you do anything of disrepute, then you can be fired immediately. And I guess they're using that clause, and I guess it's going to be up to a judge or a jury to decide whether that has any weight or not.
Well, and the deal is, though, there it's kind of a two-edged sword, in that when you bring one of these wrongful termination suits, CNN's going to be bringing, they're going to be bringing all these women that are going to say, oh, he tried to grope me, or he was inappropriate with me, or whatever the charge is.
Right.
Because they had an independent law firm look into this whole thing. And apparently what this found was that there was more to it relative to Chris Cuomo. And, forget the brother. This was about CNN's role in all of this. And it turns out that maybe there's more to this than we originally thought. And in fact, he was fine. Apparently, they were fine with the original charges, that he may have tried to help his brother out of a tough spot and all of that. And it was kind of a part of a kitchen cabinet, so to speak, advising the governor. The fact is now there are women that have come forward and accused him of being inappropriate.
Yeah, that's the funny thing about it, and that's what took his brother down, too. Surprisingly, he sent, about 15,000 elderly people to their deaths at the early stage of the COVID crisis, and sent them to nursing homes, and, of course, the elderly, they were the most vulnerable, and they were passing away, including the in-laws, the in-law parents of a Fox News anchor, the lady that does the weather forecast on the morning show. So, and she lost her.
Oh, Janice Dean.
Janice Dean. She,
yeah.
Yeah. Remember, she lost her her husband's parents at one of those nursing homes. So he sent all these people to their deaths and even got an award for it. I do believe. Some type of an award, and as a result of that, that was not a problem. But when he got into the sexual allegations, that's when the axe came down for the governor, and now it looks like the same thing for his brother.
Well, we'll just wait and see. But so you say he has retained counsel and is exploring the wrongful termination type of thing.
Absolutely. He says, no, I didn't do anything wrong, and I want my $6 a year.
Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jim, thanks, man. We'll be checking back with you. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18. There's a whole lot going on, and we're covering it all for you right here. The big thing, and that's why I love the move from noon till 3. I really like being on earlier, because we get a chance to bring you live breaking news. We brought you Jake Sullivan. If you missed Jake Sullivan, by the way, he is the National Security Advisor, and he gave a readout on the stuff going on with Putin, the 2-hour, 1-minute phone call between the president and Vladimir Putin. I've got to admit, I mean, I really honestly think Putin's got to be laughing his butt off. I mean, he really is, because Joe Biden just is not, he just doesn't have the gravitas, that certainly Trump had. And other American presidents have had, and Putin's been dealing with a bunch of them. you know, Barack Obama, people like that, that at least had at least some gravitas. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton, Kevin Wall, Wayne Allen Root, the four voices of the apocalypse. Heard exclusively on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is John Kovacs, conservative Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. I'm running for Congress because our country, teetering on the brink under Democratic Party rule, which has only become more apparent since Joe Biden's ascension to the White House. From his killing of the Keystone XL pipeline, to his abandonment of our southern border, and blundered pullout from Afghanistan, the Biden administration has been an unmitigated disaster from the beginning. Now we become aware of his intent to award $450,000 to illegal immigrants. As our food prices are skyrocketing, gas prices are soaring, and unemployment in Las Vegas leads the nation. All the while, our congressional leaders stand by idly and do nothing. That's why I'm asking for your vote, so you can send me to Washington to fix this mess. Go to my website, KovacsForCongress.com, to join our movement and support the cause. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400. The most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength, and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So, guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435 or go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This place has a pulse. You hear it in the canopy, feel it in the ground. Life, fully illuminated, engulfs you. From the birds singing in the treetops above to the tiniest insects in the soil below, you take a deep, cleansing breath, filling your lungs with the essence of the forest. Now, imagine it's all gone. Healthy, life-giving forests reduced to nothing. No singing birds, no lush canopy, and water and food in short supply around the world. Time is running out to protect our forests, and without our love, they can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our forests. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
And, of course, our new hours means Wayne Allen Root will join you at 3 o'clock from 3 to 6 every day right here. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. Don't put it off. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. If you missed it yesterday, the Department of Justice is suing the state of Texas. It seems like they're always suing them because Greg Abbott knows how to run a state, whether it be abortion, whether it be voting rights. They seem to be on the right side of most issues. But that just drives Merrick Garland, the attorney general, crazy. This is why the DOJ, the Department of Justice, is suing Texas on the issue of redistricting. Listen to this.
Today, the Justice Department has filed suit against the state of Texas for violating Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose the representatives, not the other way around, close quote. Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act requires that state voting laws, including laws that draw electoral maps, provide eligible voters with an equal opportunity to participate in the democratic process and elect representatives of their choosing. The complaint we filed today alleges that Texas has violated Section 2 by creating redistricting plans that deny or abridge the rights of Latino and Black voters to vote on account of their race, color, or membership in a language minority group. In a moment, Associate Attorney General Gupta will describe our complaint in more detail. As many of you know, in 2013, the Supreme Court effectively eliminated the preclearance provisions of the Voting Rights Act, which had been the Department's best tool for protecting voting rights. Earlier this year, I noted that this redistricting cycle would be the first to proceed since 1960 without the protection of preclearance. But I also said that the Department would use all available authorities and resources to continue protecting the right to vote. In September, the Department published guidance based on decades of precedent explaining that Section 2 prohibits vote dilution. Vote dilution occurs when an electoral practice minimizes or cancels out the voting strength of members of a racial group or language minority group. When we issued that guidance, I noted that discriminatory redistricting schemes are illegal and that the Department would assess jurisdictions' compliance with those laws during this redistricting cycle. The Department's career voting law experts have assessed Texas's new redistricting plans and determined that they include districts that violate the Voting Rights Act. Last month, we filed a separate lawsuit against the state of Texas alleging that Texas Senate Bill 1 improperly restricts the assistance voters who have a disability or who are unable to read or write can receive in the voting booth. Last week, we filed a statement of interest in Arizona litigation to explain that private plaintiffs had plausibly alleged that certain new voting laws in that state were passed with a discriminatory purpose. We also filed a statement of interest in Florida litigation explaining, among other things, that private parties can bring claims to enforce the Voting Rights Act. In all of these matters, we have carefully assessed the facts and the law before taking action. I am grateful to the dedicated staff of the voting section for their work today and every day to protect the right of all eligible citizens to vote.
Now my question is this. So what happens to folks who are disenfranchised or people who are not of color, but who still get gerrymandered into districts that are either more Republican or more Democrat? By the way, this happens with everybody. Okay, so I'm not trying to make this into a partisan issue, because it really isn't. But the states that are in power get to dictate within their states the redistricting. And there's something woefully wrong here. For instance, when was the last time, you know, they talk about how people of color, African-Americans, Hispanics, that they're being impacted, but are there also white candidates that are being thrust into, for instance, Republicans that are being thrust into districts that are, well, white, essentially. And but for instance, two Republicans that get pitted against each other. We're seeing that all across the country. We're seeing that here in Nevada. My question is, where are all the lawsuits? You got the Department of Justice. You think they're going to contest what they did here in Nevada? I don't think so. Is it fair what they did in Nevada? Courts will probably figure that out. And I'm guessing they might just side on the part of Republicans, which to me is really unfortunate. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. You want to join us? You want to be a part of this show? And by the way, we're going to be talking with politicians over the course of the next few weeks that have been impacted by this redistricting. We'll talk about that. Here's our number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you, because this redistricting is going to impact who represents you in Carson City and in Washington, D.C. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm little Timmy. I'm a tax person. I know numbers good. What are deductions? Audits sound fun. Let's get an audit.
You wouldn't let little Timmy do your taxes because he's not an expert and would get you arrested for tax evasion. So when your car needs repair, stick with the experts at Meineke Car Care Centers, your one-stop shop for total car care. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Are you tired of having dirty, itchy skin or drinking smelly, disgusting water? Live healthy and have softer skin. Call Mr. Goodwater at 800-807-PURE and get your free water test and drinking water system. Mr. Goodwater carries the Elite Water System and is ready to install your system today with no heavy salt bags, no heavy bottles to lug. Get spring quality water that's good for you and your family. Call 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873.
Install extra, homeowners only, water test completed.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.